Abigail?
Yes, hi.
All right. There's so many buttons to push, and it actually worked.
I always love it when that happens.
Well, first of all, let me welcome you to the station here, to the show. This is KXFM in Laguna Beach, and I want to let all our listeners know we're talking to Abigail Munn. And let me just start by saying good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Laguna Beach.
It's one wonderful coastal city up in San Francisco where you're from, all the way down to Laguna Beach where you're going to be this weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you about this. So with that, let's get right into it. You represent an amazing organization called Circus Bella. Can you tell us more about what Circus Bella is and what we're about to experience with Circus Bella this Saturday in Laguna Beach?
Sure. Let's see. Circus Bella, this is our 14th season, and we, in June and July and October, we go around mostly Bay Area, but we love coming to Laguna Beach. Thank you, City of Laguna Beach, for bringing us down to your area. And we put on a circus for you. So we do, it's a 60-minute show. It's completely free. We have amazing circus acts, and we have a fabulous 6-piece live band.
It's amazing that you guys do this. Now, I have to ask, you said June, July, and October. That's an unusual, June, July makes sense from summer. What's with October?
Well, in the Bay Area, that's our nicest month. And I think what happened is we ended up after the pandemic with a little bit of a hybrid season. So mostly June and July, and then there'll be a few dates in October.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the show you guys are going to be, two shows that you're going to be doing on Saturday. And in order to properly do that, I think we're going to need to play this song. We're going to have it running in the background. But we're going to play this song. By listeners would know this is Louis Prima with Yes, We Have No Bananas. And let's just start this off to kind of give us a little background, if you will.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Now, we may not have bananas today, but you are bringing bananas on Saturday, am I right?
Oh, that's right. The show is called Bananas. We are actually packing the truck right now. So I left my house this morning and I counted that I had 43 bananas in my car.
You know, I've seen a lot in this life, and I've never spoken to a woman who took such pains in counting her bananas. So technically, yes, you have bananas.
It's true. Technically, yes, we do have a lot of bananas.
and can I ask, you said this is the 14th year that you've been doing this?
Mm-hmm. 14th season, 15th year. We lost 1 year in the pandemic, yeah.
Wow. And so what does I'm sure every year that you do this, every season you do this, you have a different theme, which probably is amazingly creative. And am I right that bananas is the theme of this year's show?
Yeah, this year's show is called Bananas. You know, some years come up with the show, it's like the last minute. This year, we actually, halfway through the season last year, we were like, this year's show has to be called Bananas. And we've just literally gone bananas. The company, there's so much material. It's the silliest show. The clowns are hilarious. And it's just been a really fun thing to riff on while we're in rehearsals.
Well,
I think, you know, we all have this feeling kind of that the world's gone a little bananas, so maybe we should just celebrate it.
Well, there you go. Kind of lean into the headwinds, as we've been saying this morning.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think if, you know, I've gone on your guys' website, and for our listeners, it's Circus Bella, one word, Circus Bella, BELLA.org, and there's a / bananas. And if you read the description of this program, I mean, it sounds like fun and silliness kind of is the main theme.
So, and then we also have a lot of spectacular circus acts. So very high level. We have a chair stacker. We have a wire walker. We have a contortionist, aerial hoop. So we interspersed the silliness with beautiful circus.
Now I have to ask you, if I may, going back those 15 years and 14 seasons ago, this sounds like a brainchild of someone, and why do I have a funny feeling it may be you?
This is my brain. This is my life.
Your baby?
My baby. My everything is Circus Bella. I founded the company 15 years ago with a dear friend of mine, David Hunt. And he's gone on to be an executive director of another circus company. But meanwhile, I just keep growing the company and building and working and rethinking and trying to make it better every year.
Now, I have to ask you, with that background, how did you become a circus person? I think of most kids when they, you know, there's that standard kind of idea that I'm going to leave home because I'm upset with my folks. So I'm going to go join the circus. And you did.
I did. So I was very lucky to grow up in San Francisco where there was a local circus company. And so we always joke about the terrible parenting mistake that my parents made is they signed me up for a kid's circus class when I was like 9.
It'll keep her busy for one afternoon, right?
Yeah, exactly. Keep me busy for when I walked in, I'm like completely fell in love.
Wow.
And I've been, you know, just, I was like, this is my people. So
yeah.
I've been working at it ever since. I had a career as a trapeze artist, and now in the last couple of years, I have become the ringmaster of the show.
Oh, so our listeners will see you.
You will see me taking us on this bananas journey.
I love it. And will you perform at all on the trapeze?
No, I've retired. I'm grounded now. I had a good 20 plus years on the trapeze, and then during the pandemic, I decided it was time to move on to new challenges, and so I'm the ringmaster of the show, which is really fun. You'll see me. I'm juggling. I end up in the middle of pyramids, so very much part of the company, but more on the ground.
How wonderful. How exciting. And I think I really want to emphasize a couple of things about the show. You guys are, first of all, you're driving all the way down from the Bay Area, literally, I think, as we speak. Am I right? Have you pulled off to the side of the road?
Well, I pulled off. We are loading the truck right now. I'm on at our storage unit in with my gloves on and my work boots on and a sun hat. We're loading the truck. We're doing one show in San Francisco or in Oakland tonight. It's our preview.
Wonderful.
So, and then we get in the car very early tomorrow and drive down to Laguna Beach.
Wow. We are so fortunate to have you guys doing this. I know the city has sponsored this, and I want to let our listeners know that a little bit of detail here. First of all, it will be at Bluebird Park. The show, both shows will be at Bluebird Park on Crest Street, right there at Bluebird Canyon Drive. And there's going to be a 1 p.m. show and a 3 p.m. show. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. And I'm telling you, you know, if you're a parent in town or a kid at heart, this, I can't imagine a funner way to spend Saturday and bring your kids. This is very kid-friendly, needless to say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Children of all ages is always what I like to say.
Okay. And I've seen some of the footage of shows you guys have done in the past, and it's a one-ring circus, correct?
Yeah, very true. I mean, you're not going to miss us. You'll walk into the park, and you'll see, like, if you close your eyes and you think about a circus before you get to the park, and then you're going to open your eyes and we're going to be there.
Wow, that's amazing. So I want listeners to know that you want to plan in advance. This is going to be popular. I can't say it's going to sell out because you guys are kind enough to do this as a...
It's completely free.
Yeah, it's a gift to the community. And what a wonderful way to spend a Saturday. We're going to have
bring
to
bring a picnic blanket and come to the park.
Yep, exactly. And it's going to be probably a little overcast, so dress warmly, but that's okay. You know, that's how we've been living the last few months here in Laguna, with a little bit of cloud cover. It won't rain. It'll just be, in a way, it's kind of nice because you won't bake. You know, you won't sit out there and
absolutely.
Get a sunburn.
Well, and we'll be in our, we're from San Francisco, so we'll be in our normal climate.
Exactly. What did Mark Twain say, right?
Coldest winter we ever spent
was summer in San Francisco, right? Well, I tell you, what else would you like us to know about Circus Bell. Is there anything that you can else share with us that might kind of let folks know what they're going to see and what to expect?
You know, the other thing I always want to emphasize is our live band. So we travel with a 6-piece live band, all original music for the show. So one of the things we always say amongst ourselves when we're getting ready for the show is we say, be brave, be safe, be funny, be better than the band. Because we have a smoking band.
Oh, that's amazing. And my guess is, since it's a circus, there'll probably be a little bit of brass in that band.
We've got tuba, saxophone, and trumpet.
I love how you started. We've got tuba. It's not a circus. And you have clowns?
Yeah, we've got clowns. Yeah, I was going to say, have tuba, we'll travel.
Along with 47 bananas.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's just 43 bananas that I'm bringing, but we have to do a full count of exactly how many bananas are in the show. It's hard to know right now.
You know, it'd be kind of fun if you were to somehow film that part of the process. Okay, everybody, let's get in a circle here. We're going to count our bananas.
We're going to count our bananas, yeah.
Well, I tell you, I am going to be there. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be so much fun, and I am so grateful that you guys are doing this, and I'm also grateful that you took the time to join us here on our FM station here in Laguna Beach to tell us all about it. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see it. And gosh, in advance of two amazing shows on Saturday, let me just say on behalf of this little community here, thank you, thank you, thank you for the obvious love you have for this and for sharing it with us all.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We're so excited to come to Laguna Beach. You're a wonderful host to us. We're so glad. This is our third year, so we're so excited that you keep inviting us back.
We hope it's the third of many.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Just as we say goodbye, I want to say again, we're talking to Abigail Munn, who is the creator and the ringleader, still to this day, of the 14th annual summer season Circus Bella Bananas. It's going to be at Blueberg Park this Saturday, 1 p.m. and a 3 p.m. show. We hope to see you all there. Abigail, thank you so much for coming on the air with us. I could just picture you sitting there with your work gloves on and you're sweating, and you took the time to let us know, and I appreciate that so much. And be safe, drive safe, and we will see you on Saturday.
We'll see you on Saturday. Come by and say hello. I'd love to meet you in person.
Absolutely will. Thank you. Safe travels.
All right.
See you then.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.